So we're here at the Sage, ready for your gig tonight. How are you feeling about that?
Ready, not intimidated, and positive.
I feel excited.
You've recently brought out your second album, Undertow. Yeah. What's the reception been like for that so far?
Mainly positive. A few negative remarks. A few people have bought it as well. So we're a top 20 selling record album band.
Yeah.
It feels good.
So what was the recording process like for that album compared to your first debut album?
A lot longer, a lot more like considered approach to songs and how they sounded and stuff like that, which, I don't know, might have like disrupted possibly the, you know, kind of casualness of the first record. This one was like a bit more thought through, but it's something that we like needed to do as a band. We needed to spend time in the studio.
So you're currently on tour at the moment, and you're obviously in Gateshead tonight, and you're playing a lot more shows in the UK. How do you compare UK shows to European shows, for instance?
I guess the crowd are a lot more familiar with us over here in the UK. So
they're usually rowdier shows.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, in Europe, there's like less of a like iPhone and pint mentality. There's kind of like,
you feel people like see you're giving an art performance rather than just playing an instrument.
Yeah, anymore. It's like people have bought a ticket to come and see you and listen to the music, and there's no kind of like, they might have like a glass of wine or something, but there's no kind of like, let's do like three pints before we like go and see this band. It's a very kind of like more cultured approach to music.
How's the tour been so far then, up to now?
We've done two dates, one in Nottingham, one in Birmingham, and I think we're getting there. People seem to be enjoying themselves, and it's kind of like we haven't properly toured in about 9 months, so we're kind of getting our feet back on the ground in that respect.
So recently, we've been asking a lot of artists recently, because it's coming up to Record Store Day. Mm-hmm. We've been asking a lot of artists we've been interviewing recently, and I'll get an answer from both of you. What is your favourite album that you've ever bought?
I'll go first. I've been meaning to buy it for a while, but I got it recently. I just got Neil Young Harvest, finally, on vinyl. And it's just the perfect record to put on.
Probably a Cribs record. Probably...
What is it?
Probably Men's Needs, Women's Needs by the Cribs that I bought on CD.
Really?
Oh, I don't know.
It's not, is it? It's not that one.
It's not that one, but it's a good one. Maybe Disintegration by The Cure on vinyl.
Yeah.
Maybe that.
Is that your final answer?
No, maybe it's...
You are your own person, Owen.
I know. Yeah.
You decide what your favourites are.
Yeah, but I don't have favourite stuff. I listen to loads of stuff.
Anyway, to just wrap it all up, what is in the pipeline for you guys in the next coming year?
Tour until we want to drive corkscrews into our brains, and then do some festivals and have a nice time, and then tour some more, and then record our next album,